University of Florida official, "We all contribute to rape culture." By Tom Sikata on February 21, 2019. An official at the University of Florida argued this week that all Americans contribute to rape culture. According to a report from Campus Reform, an official at the University of Florida is making bizarre claims about the root causes of rape culture. On Valentine's Day, the University of Florida hosted an event entitled Cupid's Consent Fair 2019. The event, which was organized by the university's Sexual Trauma Interpersonal Violence Education (STRIVE) program, was held to educate students about consent. STRIVE supervisor Megan Johnson, who was interviewed by Campus Reform about the event, made the case that all Americans are responsible for rape culture. "We all as people contribute to rape culture, whether we realize it or not," Johnson said. "So that means what we hear in music, it's in the media. It's everywhere, and so what happens is we all see it and we take it in, and that catchy tune is in your head and you're singing it and you're going along with it. But the problem is it's normalizing these behaviors." Johnson then argued that sexual partners should ask for consent several times during a sexual encounter. "Consent is outgoing," Johnson added. "So if you're in the middle of some sort of sexual act where things are going, it's important to keep checking in with your partner and make sure that this next thing is okay. If they don't say yes to something, don't do it." Some students at the university think STIVE's message is harmful to the discourse. Sarah Long, the president of the University of Florida's Young Americans for Freedom chapter, made the case that STRIVE makes assumptions about young men. "Not all men are potential rapists waiting to happen. For UF to promote that notion does a disservice to men and women alike. It makes women feel like victims and men feel like criminals," Long argued. "UF should devote its resources to promoting a community of mutual respect, not this false notion of toxic masculinity. Obviously, sexual assault happens, but it doesn't mean we should treat all men like they're responsible." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.